Welcome to Humorous Podcast. It's Melissa.
And Vinny Caggiano. No, that was bad. That was horrible. Just right. Fucking erase that. Oh my God! Fuck!
I get up like...
She just threw the fucking muffin at the wall.
Phoning your sister, incest bitch. Good God, Sally.
Incest bitch. Giving him
I think we know who that is. He's in mass right now.
Oh my God.
It's Mal
and Vin,
and Sheets could go fuck itself. Okay, that's how we're starting this episode.
Oh man, you're ready?
We're not back. We almost never made it. Let's just talk about the fact we almost never made it to the mic today. It's what time? It's 5 o'clock, and we're doing our first episode.
And I think we've been at Sheets since like 2:30. You're laughing.
Sheets can go fuck itself. First of all, I'm going to take my responsibility in this act, okay? Because I was the one who made the initial fuck up. You want to talk about it? I was. And you know what? I wish I would have taken a picture of the pump before. By the time this releases, you're going to have a picture to go with it so you could get a visual, because you're all probably going to hear this and be like, what the fuck are you talking about? What were you doing?
You didn't already take one?
No, oh, dude, no. Do you think I had time between all that take a picture?
Do you want to go back?
No, I'm sending someone else. I'm not going.
Maybe we could have Bree snap one. Do they have the same setup?
Maybe.
Just have her take one at her job, dude.
Maybe.
Because I'm not going back to that fucking shithole. You're on your own. You're on your own for that mission. I'm not going.
Okay. So today we were in Smithfield, okay, which means nothing to you. I get it. It's like 15 minutes away from us, okay? And we're not even going to go into why the fuck we were there. That's a whole other story, all right, within itself. Get me going on that. But we weren't supposed to be there, but we went on a little secret mission to pick something up we didn't even need, but we got it, right? We got it.
Well, you had a favor for somebody that they asked you to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a pretty expensive favor, by the way.
I wasn't even talking about that, actually. Oh. The thing before the thing.
What the fuck?
You had to bring something to somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, that. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they're like, could you just bring it? And they didn't mention that it's fucking two towns over.
Yeah.
So we already ended up in La La Land.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. See, I got so... Yeah. Yeah, the Sheets thing took me so off guard.
There's like a precursor
literally all I'm focused
to all
on.
This.
Yeah, okay, the precursor. Okay, yeah. So we ended up in La La Land, and even that was okay. You know why? Because, I mean, what's done is done. We're already there. We had stuff to do there.
Yeah.
We did have stuff to do there. So, you know what? It just brought us there earlier, and that was fine. You know why? Because we could get back earlier, and we could be on schedule earlier, and we could do all the things we need to do earlier, and it didn't fucking happen.
No.
Okay?
No.
It was a disaster from the beginning. All right? That was the first mistake, is saying yes. Yes, I'll bring this to you.
That was
no fucking problem.
The fucking cyanide cherry on top of the fucking shit sundae with the fucking asshole whipped cream.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so now, okay, I already told you the spiel about we end up going somewhere to get something for somebody else. And this is the second thing, not the thing were talking about
thing.
That we didn't even fucking need. $30 in the hole there. All right, so $35 actually with tax. Okay, so so because we were in this area, we pass the Sheets. And I do a double take, and I'm like, holy shit, does that say $301 for gas? Because let me tell you something, it's like $229 in this area. Sometimes you could find it $329, sometimes $319. So $301 was a fucking steal. You never saw anybody take the fucking steering wheel and turn that fucking car quicker in your life.
The last thing I remember before I spilled my coffee on myself because she made the turn as fast as she did was... I don't know what it says, but it says 3-0, and as I'm getting the word something, I said 3-0, and all of a sudden my body slams into the fucking shifter because she pulls in like Andretti.
Dude, I mean, when you just spend $35 on nonsense, you got to save where you can,
you pulled
right?
in like you were a NASCAR driver.
I did. I admit it. I fully admit it.
Come to find out, you know, how ironic.
Yeah.
But go ahead. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that part. I'm not even focused on your part of the story. Let's just get to this, right? So now we pull up. It's 3:01. I'm super fucking stoked. Dude, I just hit the jackpot of all jackpots, okay? Oh, my God. So I park the car, obviously, at the pump, and I walk in. And, well, I guess you went first. Do you want to tell your part of the story?
Yeah, so I walked in first. Mm-hmm. I needed to get cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So I get cigarettes. They're like, oh, do you have a Sheetz card? I'm like, no. I don't know, even know what the fuck Sheetz is. Mm-hmm. So I go, I get the cigarettes, and I go to the other, like, the corner of the line to wait for her to get her gas.
Okay, so now I'm at the register, and the lady immediately, I don't think she knew we were together. Maybe she did, but he had turned to me and he's like, oh my God, like that was mad cheap. You know, he made something about a good price. I don't remember. So then she proceeds to look at me and says, well, they would have been cheaper if he used a Sheetz card. So immediately she's talking shit.
Yeah.
She's talking shit about Vin. And I said, well, honestly, he's from Connecticut, and so he probably doesn't even know what a Sheetz card is. Like, you know what? And so then she turns around to you, and she says...
Which, in retrospect, probably shouldn't be let out of the bag, because I have a sneaky feeling that that came back to bite us in the ass, letting her know that I'm even from Connecticut at this point. She goes...
Now, he doesn't even know... You don't hear this part of the conversation. You don't even know this part of the conversation, right? Because you were kind of on your own to the side, and she had snuck it to me. Like, she had made that comment to me and whatever. So you're not really hearing this, because I noticed when she said, you know, when she said what she said to you, which you're about to say, you were like, I'm sorry, what? You know what I mean? So it took you off guard what she was saying. So then she turns to you. Are we getting to that part yet, or am I going too fast? Am I going too slow? What am I doing?
No, just keep okay. Go on.
So then she gets super excited. He's from Connecticut. And she does, I guess, like in her head, like maybe she knew at that point, once I said that, we were together. Maybe that's why all of a sudden she, you know, all of a sudden was a little bit different and acted a little bit different.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, we just paused on you and I decided to to come in and sell us out. So you just
sell
turned.
Us? We were... Bullshit.
We were telling a story, and now that completely stopped, and now we're here telling a new story, because I paused the mic because you probably heard us rambling, like, da, 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 da. I was trying to save time. I was trying to pass time, because he can't remember the name that she said to him.
Yes.
So he was telling me to Google it.
Yeah.
So I Google it, and I don't want to tell you what I was Googling, because then he's going to tell the story. So, but I was Googling to try to find the name, and I was putting in the specific thing in North Carolina. And not Connecticut. And I'm handing him the phone, and he's pressing buttons, and me and him are fighting back and forth. So I pause it, and I'm like, what are you doing? I had to pause it. We were rambling. He's like, well, you're the dumbass who put in North Carolina. And I was like, I know. We're in, and I'm still fighting the cause. I'm like, we're in North Carolina. He's like, but I'm from Connecticut.
Yeah. So she turned to me.
So I busted out laughing, and I said, okay, well, now I have to unpause it so we could sell ourselves out. We should have just kept it rolling, because it would have been funnier.
She goes,
yeah.
Do you know Logano?
Yeah.
Whoever it is. And I go, no, I don't know. And she's like looking at me like I'm crazy for not knowing
this
person.
Yeah, she was. She
like
was.
He's a state celebrity. She's like, oh, well, he's only the 2-time champion of NASCAR or something. I'm like, well, who gives a fuck? Who watches that fucking shit? I mean, who wants to watch a bunch of grown men for 5 hours literally go in a circle There's not even, it's like, a left-hand turn.
In fairness, I don't, but a lot of people. Watch out. I'm not saying it's a southern thing, but definitely down here, it's huge.
I don't watch that shit.
It's huge, but I mean, the Daytona 500 is left-hand huge. Left-hand turn. Everybody watches that. Oh,
they're
that.
Making another left-hand turn. Watch out. So.
All right, she did get pissy.
Then all of a sudden, she turns to me. And I was like, wow, most of those are Southern drivers. They're usually the best drivers. I'm actually giving where you live props because you guys produce more NASCAR drivers than Connecticut. I don't think anybody except for this guy has been from Connecticut at that level. So she goes, oh, yeah, they don't really like those Yankees. Bitch. Sorry, you're the one who's fucking obsessed with the Yankee. You're like, oh, he's always smiling. Even when he had to wear the mask, he's always smiling underneath.
Oh, she did. I forgot. So, like, I am so stewing in my own story. I forgot all those details. Yeah. That's right. She. Well,
so you're a fan.
You could always tell he's smiling under the mask.
Yeah, you're a fan of the Yankee.
Yeah.
But you're bashing him at the same time. Oh, yeah, they don't really like them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, listen, fucking, I don't know what the animosity is. Either people love us here or they hate us here. Because that's what I've noticed through the years. Like, I've gone out to places and been somewhere and they're like, oh, he's from up north and that makes me 10 times more attractive. Or, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
All right. Get over it, dude. The Civil War ended fucking years ago.
All right. So anyway, I proceed to pay for the gas, get what I need in there, and I walk out. Okay, now here's where I'm going to take responsibility, where it is my fault. So I go... I go out to the pump. And first of all, for the record, I have never seen a motherfucking pump like this. This is how this goes down. When I'm looking at a gas pump, usually there's three pumps, you know, like regular.
And one to the side.
Yeah. Which is diesel.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I see that one to the side. But I also saw above it, it said unleaded. So I'm like, oh, unleaded. This is what I'm looking for because I'm thinking regular unleaded, right? So I'm thinking, oh, this is what I'm looking for. So I immediately grab the unleaded and I put it in the car and I'm starting to pump and I'm watching it go. And I happen to look down and then I see to the right of me regular premier, whatever, ultra.
87, 89, 92. Right.
So that's what I see. And I look back to the left and I said, holy shit. And now I immediately stop pumping because I think I just put diesel in my car. So I thought I was pumping the regular, but I clearly wasn't because the regular was on the other side. And so now I'm in full panic mode. So Vin is on, first of all, he's smoking, obviously closer to the store because he doesn't want to stand near the pump.
There's something that went down before that. A guy approaches her in the middle of her pumping this gas.
No, I went to him. See, stop interrupting my story.
All right, sorry.
So I start yelling at Vin, and I'm like, Vin, I think I just put diesel in the car. I'm like, what does unleaded 88 mean? What is? And he's talking. I'm like, now I am so panicked. I can't hear him. He's not coming closer. He will not give up the cigarette to come help me in my fucking frantic situation. And so I'm yelling at him across the park. I can't fucking hear you. Did I just put diesel in the car? So I'm like, could you put the cigarette out and come here? So he starts walking over to me and dead ass. I look at him. I'm like, never mind. You don't know what the fuck's going on. So now I walk over to the guy next to me thinking, okay, this guy has a truck.
Yep.
He looks like he knows about gas. I don't fucking, right?
So, he knows about gas.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now.
So I walk over to him and I'm like, oh my God, sir. Like, I think I just put diesel in my car. What does a butted idiot? First of all, I must have looked like a fucking idiot. Okay. Going back, I can see this now. All right.
You did.
But so now I'm like in full panic mode. And I'm like, what does unleaded 88 mean? And he's like, oh, it just means, you know, what? I don't remember what the fuck described it as.
The other guy, actually, because there's two other guys. You went to the guy that was on this side of the pump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what ensued with that?
That's
what you're talking about. You told me I'm wrong. That's a big part of the story.
Okay, I am...
Are you kidding me?
Dude, I am so into what happened with the gas.
How do you forget that part?
Every detail I have forgotten has nothing to do with the gas part of the story, which I was frantic about. But yes, that is a huge part. Oh. Okay. Well, so anyway, I start Was that before? I guess that was before. Yes,
it was before you even called me. That's why I was saying, and okay. You cut me off.
All right. Well, I can't cut the story now. I'm knee deep. I'll bring right. him in after. This character's coming in after, all and right. just switch it in your mind. I guess. I guess it doesn't really matter when he came in. I it's guess irrelevant.
So. I mean, you've been called out.
So I'm panicking, and I'm just like, what does it mean? And so he's explaining it to me, and I'm like, yeah, but is my car going to blow up? Because, like, and he's like, no, you should be okay. How much did you pump of it? And this is what he said. You should be okay. Mm-hmm. You don't say that to someone in fucking full panic mode, right? So I was like, well, it was only $4.10. And he was like, well, yeah, you'll be fine. Just change it. Like, that should be fine. It's not enough to do any damage. Okay, so that has not calmed me down. I mean, like, you know, no. like, give me more fucking reassurance. Now,
mind you, this whole time, knowing what I know, she could have just filled the fucking tank and been fine. She could have put yeah, the whole 16.
Right, right.
It's just more ethanol. That's all it is.
But I didn't know because, again, it's on the diesel side. And then it has, like, a description. It's like, don't use in
if it was diesel, motor you're cars.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, diesel,
don't use fine. In this kind of car or that. You know, yeah. don't use if it's – and I'm like, what the fuck? This kind of cylinder. I'm like, I don't even know what kind of cylinder I – you know, so I didn't know what the fuck, all right? Okay, now go back. I'm sorry. Before I approach this guy, as I am in the middle of this crisis, some guy comes up to me and he says, first of all, I don't know what the fuck he's saying at first. He's like, okay, now I am in full panic mode. And it's so funny because for as much as on the mic, I'm like, I am not the type that's confrontational. I don't get in your face. Every time I'm telling a story, it's seemingly I'm a bitch, okay? Because here we are again. And I'm like, sir, I don't even understand what you're saying right now, and right?
Which is how I knew
yeah.
that happened before I walked over, because I heard it all the way from smoking my cigarette. So my attention immediately goes over to them. I'm like, yo, what's going on? Like, I'm waiting to jump into action because this guy's not going to see me coming
right.
because he doesn't even know I'm with her.
Right.
So I don't know if he's getting crazy with her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, he just walked away.
Yeah,
like, he
yeah,
put
yeah.
his head down and kind of slumped away.
Yeah.
Which we'll get back to him later on.
Yeah.
But that's the end of the little shtick.
Well, no, but yeah, I'm like, I don't even know what you're saying. I don't even understand what you're saying right now. So then he moved closer to me. And he would, and I don't, honestly, I still don't know because I was such, all I got was me and my wife drove, and like the way he was talking to was so hard to understand even as he got closer. It's like me and my wife
he's fresh off a bender.
We're here. Yeah. Yeah,
and clearly. He's looking for quote unquote
gas money. Yeah. We got this far, but we still need to go. And I'm like, I have my own crisis, dude. I'm not even sure my car's not going to blow up right now. I'm sorry. Like, so I am.
Well, you said I got to do something else.
Something. Right I, yeah, yeah. I don't
I'm
remember.
Busy running errands right now is what you said. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. whatever. I don't even remember. That's yeah. the state I was
yeah.
in.
Yeah, she's like, I got shit to do right now. I don't have time for that. Which he's going to come back in because there's a part she doesn't even know about later on in the story.
I swear I'm not a bitch, y'all. All right. So anyway, now I go back into the store. And you know what? It's an easy fix. By the way, Vin has told me the car's not going to blow up. The random guy has told me the car is not going to blow up, but I don't know. Maybe they didn't reassure me enough because I go into the sheets and the first thing I say to them is, I put the old unleaded 88 in my car. Is it going to blow up? Like, I asked again. I don't know why I kept asking this question. Obviously, I wasn't reassured enough, right? So, and they're like, no, like, you should be fine. And I said, okay, well, here's the deal. I pumped 410. Of this. I'm like, so can you put the, just put the pump, or not put the pump, but just restart it and then put the remaining so I could do the regular. As long as when the two mix, it's going to be okay. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now before, keep going, but before you get into the big punch, I want to rewind to what I'm going through at the time.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, so she's like, so the lady at the register, by the way, same lady, Connecticut NASCAR driver, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's like, well, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean you can't do that? I already paid for it. She's like, yeah, but once you put the pump back, your car just gets credited. You're done. Okay, first of all, I'm not saying this is not a new rule. I don't fucking know if this is a rule new. All I know is this has never in the history of life ever happened before. I have been in this situation where, like, I've maybe taken the wrong one or
and
done
it. And it gets credited.
And that's it. And then they just reset
the pump. What would happen if you were at the wrong pump?
Correct. And I think that may be in the situation I was in. Yes. Yeah. So I have never in the history of life fucking heard this, right? So I'm like, well, that doesn't even make sense. I'm like, you just can't reset to what I didn't get. You already got, nope, automatically your car. It's a new system. She said, I don't know. I went on vacation and it was like, not like this. And I came back from vacation and all of a sudden this was our rule, which by the way, I am going to fact check with my daughter because she does work at a Sheetz at another location. Okay. Another, whatever. Irrelevant. I'm fact checking, by the way, just so you fucking know.
So
is this where you come in?
Well, yeah. Meanwhile, yeah. Before we get to the whole thing of what you got to do now.
Okay. Well, okay. But there's still another
part. Go on.
So now the other manager comes up. I'm going to say her name, Georgia. Shout out Georgia, you know, because in the end, you know, we'll get to that, but
Georgia Page.
So she comes up and she's like, okay, what's the situation, ma'am? So now I explain it to her and she's like, okay, like everything will be like the car, like everything's going to be fine. You could just switch it out. And she's like, did she try to just go ahead and go on and put the remainder on the pump? I'm like, no, she didn't. She's telling me she can't. She's like, okay, we're going to try that first. She said, and then if not, then I'm going to call corporate to handle it. Okay, already red fucking flags going up. So by the way, they don't try that first. Next thing I know, Georgia disappears. She goes into the back. I don't know where the fuck she went. I'm staring at the other lady. I don't even remember her name. Irrelevant, right? But I'm staring at her and she's like, yeah, these new symptoms, you know, systems, blah, blah, blah. Georgia has disappeared. I have no idea what she's doing. I have no idea. And then it gets back to me that she's on the phone with corporate. So they did not try to fix the situation, and now she's on the phone with corporate. Oh, I'm sorry. Mind you, this whole time, they were like, well, check, because it should be in the pending on your card, because it automatically goes back to your card. So you might not see it yet, but it should show as a pending, which has always happened to me in any situation that something like this has happened. It's gone right to the pending part, okay? And it's not showing up. And it's not showing up. And I check again, and it's not showing up. So I'm standing there like a fucking schmuck. Nobody's helping me at this point. I have no idea where the person who's supposed to be helping me went. I just say, and then it comes out that she was on the phone with corporate. How it even got to fucking this from this little situation is beyond me. Do you need to jump in yet, or am I
still?
Yeah,
I mean, I've been ready, yeah. Okay, I thought I was going to come in before the corporate, even.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure where you were, corporate. Because you came in when I was knee-deep waiting. All right,
well, obviously, because I went there fucking 20 minutes. I'm like, dude, what is going on with the line? So I'm just taking a look at the people coming out. And, like, there was, like, a whole fucking family of four that when I was in there, we're definitely traveling. I don't even think they're from the area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're traveling. They're picking up, like, snacks and shit. So when we left to go initially pump the gas, they were knee-deep and getting stuff for a fucking road trip. I see them come out. I'm like, all right, dude. Like, somehow they must have beat her to the line. I don't know how, because we left and they were still back there deciding on what they want to eat. A family of five.
Right.
Okay. Whatever. She probably got stuck behind the family of five. They bought so much shit that she was sitting there stewing and getting mad that she's waiting in line to get the rest of the money.
Right.
Then another person comes out. Then another person comes out. Then another person comes out. The fucking bum who was in the truck next to her has already fucking sunk his fangs into his next victim. The guy goes, I don't have money, but I have my card with me. Gives him gas on the pump, on his card. Hold on,
no.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You don't even know this shit. I held it in for the podcast.
Okay.
Pumps the gas, I think all the way to full. Because they're going back and forth about God and how we got to help each other. Nobody wants to do this, but if I was in this situation, no the fuck you weren't. You would have jammed it in your vein. You ain't helping nobody. You're looking for a fix.
Clearly, they were talking about me at that point.
They were talking about everybody. No, he was in the parking lot.
Dude, I had my own fucking problems.
He was circling like a fucking vulture going up to everybody. It got to the point where he was at the door waiting to just pounce on him like a fucking thief in the night to anybody who would listen or give him the money. So the guy now fills his tank, or at least gives him money to his tank. I'm like, dude, there's no way now that seven people have walked out, checked out. This dude has begged 10 people for gas, got shut down, found a guy to accept to put the gas, got the gas pumped, put the pump back on the handle, waited for him to drive out of the parking lot so he could circle again to try to get more money for his quote-unquote gas that he needed that he already received right in front of me.
Right.
That's why he didn't have the balls to come up to me.
Right.
And then gets thirsty, grabs his fucking Chick-fil-A soda supersized.
Now, that I did see.
Not a small one.
I saw him walk in with a huge Chick-fil-A
extra
cup.
Large yeah. Chick-fil-A soda. Mm-hmm. So you obviously had a fucking sandwich, too.
Right.
While you're bumming money for gas.
Right. Yeah.
So I, at this point, I'm like, dude, I can't take it anymore. I don't know what the fuck. My initial rage is at her. What the fuck are you doing in this sheets when all we needed was a simple refund for $16? I'm standing at the pump now. I hear a click noise.
I didn't want a refund. I wanted the gas.
I'm outside.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I hear like a click. And it came from the pump we were at. I get excited. I'm like, I'm going to pump the gas for her. I take the pump off and I hit the 87 button. It says, please pay cashier. Please pay cashier. I go, dude, what the fuck is... So I put the pump back now and walk into sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Because... I thought the click noise was her getting her refund.
So by the time he walks into sheets... No, I wasn't. I wasn't. Was I this?
No.
Okay, I wasn't that. Okay, sorry. I had to do a signal to him to make sure. So he walks in and he's like, what's going on? And I am in hyper mode. I'm like, I don't fucking know what's going on. I'm like, they're saying that the pump... And now the lady's inserting herself, by the way. The first lady. She's like, yeah... You know, and she says it again. I went on vacation and then I came back and this is the new system. And she was giving us dirty looks the whole nine.
As soon as I walked in, I noticed that. She looked at me and like squinted. She's like, oh, here's the fucking Yankee bat.
Well, now we're causing problems because, she's thinking, you know, Yankee. I'm with the Yankee.
And I think she sabotaged the whole situation, but we'll get into that.
But I mean, it's very fucking possible. I don't know. Because she definitely wasn't helpful.
No.
So I'm like, Vin, we don't have time for this shit. Like, I'm so irritated. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't even know what's going on right now. I just don't know what's going on right now. I'm like, they're saying that they credited me. They can't just put it back onto the pump. It's not showing. They're telling me to look. I don't know where the lady went that's supposed to help me. I mean, so he sees I'm flustered. He's like, I don't even understand what's going on here. Now we're standing there in the middle of this conversation and old Georgia comes around the corner and I promise you, she extends her hand with the phone and she says, it's corporate and they want to talk to you. And me and Ben look at each other like, what the fuck is going... This in the history of life has never happened. Certainly not to me.
And this
I
is $16.
Right?
I mean, at this point, dude, the fucking bum outside has got more than 16 out of everybody.
Right. So I get on the phone and she proceeds to ask me my name, which, okay, fine. I give her my name and she's like, can I have your sheets card number? Okay, so another one now. She's going in for it. And I said, I don't have one. I said, I'm not even from this area. I just happen to be here. I said, I just happen to be in this town to run an errand. Saw you had cheap gas, pulled in, and now this is my fucking situation at hand. I literally said this to her, and she said, okay, ma'am. She's like, well, can I have your email address and phone number, and we could get you signed up for that sheets card? Okay, are you fucking kidding me right now? That is the least of my—you think I'm coming back here? Already, like, I'm in defense mode. I'm just like, what the fuck? They were trying to sell me this shit, and I'm like, ma'am, I'm not interested in that. I just want to rectify this situation. How are we handling this situation?
But it's like, it's almost like a cult. And, you're not a Sheets member, you get treated like low class.
Yeah.
It's like the Titanic. You know how they have the sections? If you don't have the Sheets card, you're fucking with Jack. You're with Jack. You're in the bottom of the barrel, dude. Like, they don't give a fuck about you.
Okay.
They look at you. They snicker at you.
Yeah.
And they give you dirty looks if you're not a Sheets member.
That is correct. That is what... That is... And listen, we're laughing about it, but then, have I not been stewing all morning?
No, it was.
But I've been stewing all morning, okay? But for the sake of the podcast, it's time to let it go and laugh a little bit about it. But I can't even... It was bad. Like, I'm not even sure I'm doing it justice, right? So now the lady's on the phone. I go through, I don't want the sheets card. Somehow she's like, okay, well, to access, to get to this information anyway, give me your email and phone number. So I'm pretty sure I did sign up for the sheets card. It's like, I'm pretty fucking much. Sure that even though I said I don't want one, she signed me up. I'm going to get a sheets like card a in the mail.
COVID vaccine or something. Yeah. Like dude.
It was crazy. So then she proceeds to ask me, so when I tell her the story and she's like, okay, yeah, we did start a brand new system. She's like, it's new. We're still figuring out the kinks, you know, whatever. She said, let me just look it up. What's the last four digits of the card you used? She's like, cause let me just see if they already issued the refund or not. So that's the reason why. So I give her the last four digits. She said, okay, ma'am, hold on one second. Be right back. Now, by the way, this has already been 5 minutes. At the very least, this little bit has already
That little bit might have been five. I was outside for
20
already.
No. Right, yeah, 20 I was waiting. This is only 5 minutes into the conversation. It goes much longer, but this is 5 minutes now into the conversation, all because, she, you know, the sheets card and her sort of. So she puts me on hold. Well, I'm on hold for another 5 minutes while she's checking. So she comes back and she says, ma'am, do you have the receipt? And I said, yes, ma'am, I do. She said, okay, can you go, I swear to God, can you go on the part of the receipt that says credit card number? And there's all, like I'm a fucking idiot. Apparently I'm a fucking idiot because I'm not a Sheets member. She's talking to me like a kid. There's a whole bunch of X's and at the end of it, there's four digits. Can you give that to me? And I said to her, you mean the last four digits of my credit card that I just gave you? And she said, well, yes, ma'am, I can't find it. So I thought maybe you gave it to me wrong. Okay, now I'm sick. Listen, what the fuck? Who is she talking to right
fucking
now?
Fucking NASCAR lady could probably come in and vouch for you or try to throw a member. But no, we're not fucking Sheets member, and I'm a Yankee.
Well, now listen, here's another part of the story. I mean, if you want to get technical, is she calling me a fucking liar? You think the manager called her on a lie? Obviously, the manager went through the situation. What is she saying exactly?
So, but that thought didn't go through your head the whole time?
Well, what I
said... NASCAR lady's just watching. No, she could come in and be like, ma'am, listen, I serviced her. She gave me $20, and this happened.
At the end of it, maybe. But in the moment that I was dealing with all this, no.
Well, she didn't look like she wanted to help either.
In the moment,
let me tell you that.
So, well, they knew. She knew. The manager knew that she did, but what they were saying is, well, we have a brand new system in place. Yeah. There's nothing we could do to help you.
All right.
That's what, okay.
I mean.
So now the lady, so where was I in the story? So, yeah, so the, so
the last four of
she asked me for the last four, and I said, the last four on the receipt, like I said, is, and I gave it to her again. She's like, okay, ma'am, can you hold on again? Because I'm going to get a supervisor because I can't find your card in the system.
Stop right there.
Because
I got something to say.
I think it's probably the same thing I'm about to say.
We went from worker to manager to corporate. Dude, at this point, I think she's calling the fucking guy who owns like every sheet. She's trying to get fucking Bill Gates or Elon Musk. Dude, this guy's partying on his fucking yacht with a whole bunch of fucking hot chicks drinking champagne.
The supervisor.
Yeah, like he's not trying to take your damn call. Who are you calling?
Right.
If you're, who is the upper of corporate?
Right. Right.
The owner.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
CEO.
So that is not what I was going to say, but that's a really good point. Yeah. Calling the supervisor. Right. So she said, I'm going to see if I could get the supervisor to find your card in the system. And my response is, I have been standing here now for 40 minutes because you're telling me I can't redo the pump. Here's the thing. I wasn't going to give them more money and then them not give me the money back. And then I'm out the fucking money. So tell me what's happening right now.
Which is my initial reaction.
It. That was his initial reaction. I said, no, we're not doing that because at the end of the day, they still owe me the $15.80. Okay. Or $16, whatever the fuck it was. Okay, so now I said to her, okay. No, I don't think I say that part at this point. So she puts me on hold and she talks to the supervisor. Okay. And we're waiting. And now Ben and I clearly are in the corner talking shit. Listen, I could sugarcoat it, but there's no reason to. Y'all know we were. We were completely we're not talking loud because there were other customers. We were being respectful. But we're like, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't fucking understand. I've never heard of this in my life. And he's like, this is fucking, you know, some kind of cult. Like, we're doing our thing in the corner. And George is standing at the register, by the way.
But meanwhile now, fucking NASCAR lady sneaks out of her little fucking corner that she's been hiding in all day because she's obviously avoiding the situation.
Yeah.
Wants nothing to do with us. Doesn't like me because I'm a Yankee. Probably doesn't like me because I don't watch NASCAR and doesn't fuck with Yankees. But has the balls to come over and tell me to please move a little bit more out of the fucking way because this guy's in the line. Listen, bitch, I'm not blocking the line. He could walk around. Maybe if you slinked your fucking lazy ass over here, told corporate that you took care of us and said this money was received, I okayed this transaction, this is all legit, and got on the fucking phone and maybe put a little action in so your fucking manager doesn't have to hold your hand like a 5-fucking-year-old, even though you're 65 and she's 20.
So here's the thing.
Fucking old bitch.
I forgot about that part, but it is funny because I did look at you because you weren't even really in the way of the line. That's the thing. It's not like you were standing in the way. He had plenty of room. So it's funny you bring that up because in the moment when she said it, I looked at you and I kind of was like, what the fuck? But remember, I'm still on the phone with corporate, so I'm distracted, but that is right. And you were not in the way.
Yeah, it wasn't. You weren't in the way. And no, let me rephrase myself because I didn't mean to call her. But like when I said old bitch, I mean she is much older than the woman who's her manager.
Correct.
She should know through life experience to come over and try to help.
Right.
Because she's the one who took the transaction. She could easily get on the phone with corporate and said, I saw it.
Right.
I know what's happening.
Yes.
But she didn't want nothing to
do with
that.
She didn't want anything to do with that.
She didn't want to do that. She liked it.
Right. So, so now, old girl gets back on the phone from corporate and proceeds to tell me that her supervisor looked and couldn't find the transaction either. So now they needed the first 6 digits of the card and not the last 4. So at this point,
do you want
the say,
whole fucking number?
So that's I swear to God,
do
I was
you want
waiting
my social?
For it. I swear to God, I was waiting for her to finally say, I need the whole card. Like, yeah,
you
I was.
Might as well at this point. They got the middle, they got the last. Now they need the beginning. They got it already.
They got it. So I said, so when she says that, I said, okay. Here's the situation we're at right now. They're not just putting the rest on the pump because they're saying it automatically goes back to my card, but you can't even find the transaction. So what card are you putting it on? What card is this supposed to be refunded to? Mind you, the whole time, ladies over in the corner, when I say Lady Georgia, she's like, did it go on yet? Can you check again for me? Did you? So they actively knew that they kept asking for me to check and it wasn't there. But they were telling me it was put right back on. And lady at corporate can't even find the fucking card, the transaction period, let alone that it was going to be put back on it. Okay, so then I asked her and she said, so now she asked me for the first 6 digits. Puts me back on hold again. We're now there for, I mean, it is what, 40 minutes, 45 minutes? Okay.
No, I think we've been there longer.
I lost track. I am fucking stewing. Listen.
This show isn't going to be as long as we were waiting.
No, it's not. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Let's just talk about that.
We had so much shit to do today. Recording as well. But we had so much shit to do in general. There was a lot. Talk about we have no fucking time for this. We have no motherfucking time for this. We have no motherfucking time to be standing there waiting for this fucking bullshit. So now the lady, she's going to check again. And so the manager, Georgia, says, she said, can you just check your card one more time for me? Now, here's the thing. Georgia was standing near us at the register where she could hear us. Clearly, she was hearing Vin and I, our frustration, the ridiculousness.
We're
right in front of her. I mean, it was past the point of no return. It really was. So now, you know, I'm telling Vin, oh, now she's getting another guy. They can't find the fucking card. They can't even try this. What are they putting it back on? I don't understand. Just fucking put the remaining money on the pump and call it a day. You're not giving me money. I'm not giving... We're at a standstill. We're playing fucking chess with each other. You're not giving me the money back on the card, clearly. I am not giving you more money because you already have the rest of my money. Put it on the fucking pump and call it a motherfucking day. But no, that's not what happens. I'm still fucking waiting. I'm still waiting on the phone. Vin and I are talking as much shit as we can in the corner.
Okay? Now it's getting louder.
We're not loud, disruptive, but we are getting louder. We're talking in a
normal voice.
Yeah, but we're getting...
Just normal now.
Which
I'm not
is
trying
loud.
To whisper.
Which is loud. I mean,
I'm
it
not
is...
I'm trying to whisper, and right. I might make an eye contact with NASCAR.
Right.
While I'm doing it. I'm staring right at her at this point, because she's still looking at me like I'm a piece of trash.
Right.
The homeless guy had more respect than I did.
Yeah, so now it's maybe... You're right. It's like 50 minutes. It's getting near an hour. No doubt about it. It's get this whole fucking all, and again, I'm gonna take responsibility. I'm the dumbass who put the pump back in because I thought because it was on the whole other side of the tank and regular was on the other side that I was putting in a gas that did not belong in my vehicle. So yes, I'm taking responsibility for that dumbass move and not knowing what unleaded 88 meant. And it, again, it had an orange nozzle, you know, or yellow nozzle. It was a different color. The rest were bland. So yeah, to me, I've always seen that being like, hey, this is the standout to know this is not for a normal car. So I'm going to take responsibility for the dumbass move. But the hour that took fucking place afterwards was fucking ridiculous. And this is why I say I'm going to give a shout out to Georgia. While she's still waiting, the lady corporate on the phone with me is still talking to whoever the fuck she's talking to now try to hunt down the first six of my thing. She comes back and she says to me, lady from corporate says, ma'am, we can't find this transaction in the system at all. Okay, so clearly there's going to be no reason. They don't even have an existence that I even fucking walked in there and paid that I was a fucking customer today. Because I guess I didn't use a fucking sheets card.
If you don't have a fucking sheets card, guys, and there's a sheets in your local area. I don't know where they're all located, but if you have one, go there and get you a motherfucking sheets card, all right?
Please.
At this point, or just don't go there. Actually, stay away.
Yeah, I mean, that would be my recommendation.
Sorry,
buddy, I don't know.
Just stay away from sheets.
Maybe they're not all, I don't know what to say about it. Whatever. Anyway, so the reason, again, like I said, I give props to Georgia. Shout out, Georgia. What's up? Thank you. Is even she herself knew that this was getting fucking ridiculous. And all of a sudden, as Vin and I were standing there, I'm still on hold. She puts me back on hold, by the way. She comes on to tell me to fuck off, basically. We can't find the first six of you. She's calling me a liar. Now, at this point, she's calling me a liar. Lady, the NASCAR lady, the one that we keep talking about, is in the corner giving us dirty looks, not helping at all, not coming over to be like, well, it exists. I'm holding the card right here. So even Georgia herself knew it was fucking ridiculous, and all of a sudden she hands Vin a receipt, like she did like a receipt, and she said, hey, I put the rest of the money on the card or on the pump. She said, go ahead and pump it for her.
Okay.
No, wait, I have something to say before you do, because as she's giving him that and telling him to go pump, I'm standing there, she's starting to walk away, okay, like literally walk away, and I'm like, so do I just stand here on the fucking phone? Like, she literally was just like, here, take care of it. Which, again, thank you for getting us out of there and fixing the situation. But she was walking away, leaving me still standing in the fucking front door of Sheets on their cordless phone.
Well,
which, by the motherfucking way, there is no fucking telling how much germs is on that bitch. Germs on that fucking bitch, okay? And that's all I could think is it was to my ear. Whose mouth? Who's fucking here? Don't fuck with me. It's cold and flu season. What the fuck is happening? I mean, literally. Okay, so who knows? You might hear me with the fucking sniffles the next time we get behind the mic. There's no telling what shit was on that phone.
And I know why she walked away.
And she says... Just wait until they get back on the phone and let them know that the manager handled, like, I took care of it and you're good. No, I'm not motherfucking waiting another 10 minutes for them to get back on the phone. I still would have been standing there. We still would have been standing there. So I just fucking, I ended up hanging up the phone.
I mean, I don't know why you didn't off the rip. All right, first of all,
she didn't say, ma'am, you could just hang up. Sir, go pump the gas. Ma'am, you could just, or she didn't give it to me and say, here, ma'am, just go take. She said it to you. She said, sir, come here.
Yes.
Here, go pump the gas, and left me on the phone. So I'm thinking, am I in candid camera? Am I not supposed to hang up this fucking phone? Like,
and I've been biting my tongue.
All right, go for
it. I've been sitting here chomping at the bit, dude, trying to get it off. All right. First of all,
yes.
At this point, I don't know why I didn't just go outside and join the fucking. Now he looks smarter than I am. Because, dude, he's getting shit accomplished. If I went out and bummed, I would have raised way more than $16 at this point. And be like, look, if I give you $30, can we call it even and just go the fuck home?
No, because they still would have had my on print. They still would have had my
second
money.
Second of all, why did she walk away after doing that? Because your whole shit just got exposed, bitch. Georgia is supposed is she's presenting her as this big savior. Did she get the shit done? Yes, but she knew, just like we know now, that this could have been the outcome the whole fucking time.
Yes,
Georgia, you could have came down and rectified this in a matter of minutes.
Because remember, if you go back to the beginning of the story, I know you're good, but just to cut you off on what, because this is exactly what you're saying. If you go back to the beginning of the story, if you remember, what she said to me is, did she try to reset the remaining balance? And I said, no. She said, okay, let's try that. And then if it doesn't work, I'll call corporate. And then she disappeared. Lady never tried it. So you're right.
It was even before that. So let me say what I was saying.
Okay.
First lady said,
you were outside.
We can't with the system. Well, that's what you said. We can't with the system refund you in any way, shape, or form. It's literally impossible with the new system to refund the pump. We can't do that.
Refund the pump. Yes.
The money.
The pump.
For the pump.
Yes.
Okay.
No, the gas for the pump.
The gas for the pump.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was the end result? Getting the gas for the pump.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about fucking Georgia. I'm talking about NASCAR, bitch. Mm. She obviously was full of shit. Then Georgia comes over, blows smoke up her ass, and says she has to talk to corporate. She was just fucking lying, too. She made her out to be the saint. She got tired of her shit and was tired of us bitching in her gas station. She goes, how could I get them the fuck out of here as soon as possible? Because I'm literally losing customers at this point. And this motherfucker here next to me wants to write her a fucking love note to fucking corporate. They're never going to read it, first of all. Obviously, if they handle a complimentary note the way that they handled this situation, it's not going to exist. It's never even going to get to them. And now the job is done. The gas is pumped. I'm back inside, and now I gotta fucking wait and drink cold coffee because you want to fucking write Georgia a letter of fucking reference to corporate? For what? For what?
Okay, so hold on. Let me explain. I was so grateful that Listen, hold on. Stop. The lady who took care of us initially, NASCAR lady, was not helpful. No. I was on the phone with corporate, and apparently corporate supervisor, not fucking helpful. We were there for an hour. The only one in the end, yes, okay, it took that long. Okay, she didn't fix it. But in the end, the fucking person who got us out of there was Georgia. So yes, after she did, and all that shit ensued, I was just so happy to be out of there that I said, I don't even know where the guy came from, but somebody was standing there, and I said,
that was a whole nother story, too.
Yeah, because he came.
She asked the guy. Hold on.
I asked the lady who was standing there, do you have an 800 number or something that I can call, that I could call, and I don't remember what the word I used was, but basically to give her a good review, because she fucking rectified. At the end of the day, take all the other bullshit out, she fixed it for us, and she got us out of there after the fucking ridiculous hour. I get it, but she did it. She didn't have to. She could have waited to see what corporate was going to do or say and not make that move. She took initiative, and she fucking did it.
It was a guy.
It was a lady, I asked, and then she walked in the back. And I thought she was going
to
get Georgia, and then this fucking, and then the guy walks out.
Yep.
You have something to say about the guy?
I have a lot to say about a lot of things, but apparently I can't get my shit out. I get cut off every time I go in on anything.
Okay, so the guy comes out, and he's like, here you go, and I don't even, you know what? I didn't even look at it, to be honest with you.
Wrong again.
I didn't look at it. He handed me a fucking sticky note that I did not look at. Yeah.
They asked the guy. No, this is what really happened, people. Uh-uh. They asked the guy to go get it. He disappears for fucking 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't say that.
Well, I said he finally came out.
We've already been in there in an hour, though. Well, this is true. Pivotal. We've been in here for an hour. This motherfucker next to me is waiting 10 minutes to write a fucking letter of reference for somebody who was fucking her the whole time.
Wait, I'm didn't pissed. Write it. I just wanted the number. I didn't write shit.
So while we're waiting, and like, I waited for the podcast to get this. I didn't say shit when we got in the car because I'm like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? First of all, she was fucking you the whole time too because she could have obviously have done it. Second of all, this dude's taking 10 minutes to get the number. Let it fucking go and let's go. I just want my fucking coffee. This shit is iced coffee by this time. And it's like, she's like, no. She did. Dude, fuck that.
Okay.
Fuck corporate on the phone waiting. Hang up the phone. Let's go home. The gas is pumped.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the difference between me and you. She was, to me, she was helpful in the end. If she didn't get us out of there, no. We would have been waiting God knows how long. And here's the thing. I don't think she was supposed to put the gas on that pump. To be honest, she probably should have waited now for her superiors that she probably didn't have to get involved. Fine, but she got him involved. And now she probably was not allowed to make that move. Okay? She probably wasn't. She got fucking corporate involved in this thing.
Where did he go to get the number?
I don't know. But corporate was on a knee-deep motherfucking investigation. I mean, the feds were called, I think, at that point. 50 fucking minutes, ridiculous.
Gonna be taking away like fucking Puff Daddy, dude. He goes back.
He's taken forever. He is. Now, me and Vin are looking at each other like, what the fuck? At this point, I was ready to say fucking for. I really was. I was like, where? And so finally, he comes around the corner and he's like, here you go. And then I was confused because I'm thinking, who are you? I asked the lady. She goes in the back. Yeah. 10 minutes, he comes out. And so I finally said, is she a manager? Like, what is she? And he's like, yeah, she's the manager. So I think she didn't want to deal with us. She never came back out. She sent, you know, him to come back out.
And I didn't want to deal with them.
Fucking fine. And then after all that and waiting the extra 10 minutes, I never even looked at the stick. You know, I don't know what it says. I don't plan on calling.
Exactly.
No, because I got home, because afterwards I stewed. But in the moment, I was just so grateful she got us out of that fucking shit show of a situation. I'm like, you know what? She's the only one who helped us.
So ridiculous.
She's the only one that who fucking did it.
Call corporate on her behalf.
She's the only one who did it.
It doesn't matter.
We'd still be there.
And literally.
We'd still be there.
We could have saved 15 minutes by just fucking leaving after the gas was pumped. And she, now I'm stewing.
You're exaggerating.
Because I'm like, no, it was like 10. He was gone for like 10 minutes. And I'm like, dude, and I'm looking at her.
I think at that time, a minute was seeming like 10. I mean, I really do.
I want to say something. I'm fucking stewing at her. Because I'm like, dude, now we're waiting here because of you. You have nobody else to fucking blame. And then she has the fucking audacity while we're finally leaving after getting the sticky note. I held the door for a woman. She goes, oh, I was going to test you to see if you actually held it for her. Well, no, I wanted to fucking slam it in her face, but I didn't.
No, that's not what I said. I said I was waiting to see if she said thank you.
Oh, to see thank you.
Because we've talked about my pet peeve before. And yeah, so that.
After this corporate shenanigan now, you're going to freaking test me?
I wasn't testing you. I was testing her. I was testing.
I'm pissed. I sucked down the cold coffee at that point. It tastes like shit.
Well, I mean, that's what you thought. I don't know what to tell you. It wasn't my fault.
The 10 minutes was.
Well, but here's the thing. I didn't know he was going to take that long. And after a while, I was like, well, I guess they're not coming back with it. And we were going to walk out. But then he did come flying around. I guess he saw us turn.
I hope you listen, Georgia, because you don't even deserve it. Oh, you were in the part of it.
But she did get us out of there.
You're
effectively
part of the caper.
Hey, listen, I like to give props to people who help, even if it isn't in a timely manner. She did help. She got us out of there. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
if it wasn't for her, who knows how long we'd be there. I mean, who knows?
Maybe it was karma for the bomb and not helping. Maybe it was karma.
Maybe.
Maybe she gave the motherfucker a dollar.
I mean, I didn't have it, though. I just had my fucking card that was tied up on Sheets Pump.
You can't buy a bag of dope with a card, I guess, so it couldn't help him out.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, if you're at Sheets or you work there or, well, I guess I can't say work there, but not calling that out. But I am going to verify this because we do have a reliable source at a Sheets.
We're going to get the info.
We're going to get the info because I want to know if that is the policy. By the way, she said, this should have been my first clue. We're still working out the kinks. of the new system. That's how new it is.
And am I twisted for thinking what I think? That, like, it was all a scam because I don't know who this NASCAR guy is. I'm a Yankee.
Yeah, I think that's a stretch.
And the animosity.
I think that's a stretch, but I'm not sure the that we weren't Sheetz members wasn't something to do
maybe
with
the
it.
Sheetz members.
I don't know. We were eyeballed somehow. I think the lady was like, oh, I need your information to handle what's going on here. But conveniently, then I got an email from Welcome to Sheetz. Like, it's like, okay, I think I'm a member now somehow.
And everybody who worked there was white, right?
Was what?
Was white. They were all white people.
Yes.
Okay. This little, listen, man, maybe I'm far-fetched. Maybe I'm stretching or reaching a little too much. But, like, they seem, like, really adamant about getting the card. What are Klan members' hats made out of?
I don't... Oh, sheets?
Sheets!
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Is this some kind of, like, weird shit going on with, like, the Klan? I don't even know.
All right,
know
now you're going point. Too far. We could have did without that. I don't know what to say.
I don't know, dude.
But they are a cult. And you know what?
It's a cult.
I think they might be worse than Scientologists. I mean, I'm just gonna say it.
This is crazy.
I mean, I never thought I could meet anything going that low, but I think we've met the match today.
I mean, and this is okay. Now, mind
I have
you,
time for your fucking.
This
bullshit.
Has been one story.
No fucking time. I stewed all day. You ruined my whole day.
Mel jumped off the gun on this shit instantly. 20 seconds in,
yeah,
there wasn't even intro people, and we're overtime.
Yeah, we're overtime.
So if you think this was long,
and we probably left out a little bit of detail,
we're probably even torturing you at this point just to get you back for what we had to endure at Sheetz for this long episode. It's long.
Sorry, not sorry. I don't know what to say.
You know, I think that you would be entertained at least throughout the whole thing.
I think you got to come on the ride with us sometimes, and that's what we did.
But
you know?
The instant of it happening.
Actually, I think it's our karma because we've been on the mic fucking complaining again. Oh, we don't know what to say. We got to pull out. We got notes.
Just
from four,
know.
We got notes from 4 years ago. Da-da-da. And you know what? Somebody was like, you know what? You want a fucking story? I'm going to fucking give you a story. And that's why that happened to us today.
So when you finish this episode and you look at the time,
at least
when
we
it's
had
done,
material.
I want you to know that we were at least there 3 times longer than this episode. And keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how long we were there.
So you will never find us at Sheetz again. But as always, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and our website, www.humorouspodcast.com. This is Mal.
And Ben.
And we'll talk to you soon.
I'm going to get 3 sheets in the wind.
Humorous theme song is brought to you courtesy of our very beautiful and extremely talented friend, El Sida. Go find her on Facebook today, like her music, and go find a show near you. I promise you will not regret it.